Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Gary Smith Podcast. Today, as a TLDR for this upcoming episode, we are going to be talking about Cantomoism and Chris Cantomo. Some of you may know Chris Cantomo as former president of GL Sciences, the company that makes basically all of the lab equipment in schools. But a smaller percentage of you may know Chris Cantomo as a cult leader. That was in the news for some time. Chris Cantomo went to Yale. He got a degree in biophysics and biochemistry. And ever since about May of 2018, he's been on a downward spiral with DMT. That's a hallucinogenic drug. And, yeah, I think that sums it up. So this is the part we're going to talk about my experience with Cantomoism. Now, my experience is very loose. So I was recommended Chris Cantomo's YouTube channel while I was diving into, like, the weird part of YouTube. About 7 or 8 months ago, I think. His intellectual demeanor plus the interesting subject matter were enough to warrant a sub from me on YouTube. I watched his videos, like, whenever he uploaded a new one, but I was absolutely not a real believer. I assumed that this was a singular, strange old man driving out to the desert, just to blow off steam every couple of days. First of all, I didn't, until the actual first time he smoked DMT, I didn't realize that he was actually serious. I could have never imagined that he had a whole subreddit of actual believers and a whole fan base and a whole Discord full of believers. So, there was an Ask Reddit thread that I seen. And the point of this Ask Reddit thread was, what's the strangest thing you've seen online? Not dark web related, at least. So I linked one of Chris's YouTube videos just because it was probably one of the weirdest things that I had seen. And then I was directed towards their subreddit. It was called Cantomoism. To preface this, Cantomoism has been taken down, most likely because Reddit caught wind of Chris Cantomo's, I believe it was the charge of trying to solicit minors, or maybe it was just child endangerment, something against children. But, so I was following that, and the main reason that I liked, messing around with Chris on Reddit was because every day he would go on a huge healing spree. Now, for those of you who don't know what about Reddit at all, you have the option to give posts awards. It's like super liking it, but you pay money for it. They do nothing, and they give you Reddit premium for just a short time for each one. But the thing is, they cost money. And Chris, with his crazy amounts of president of a company money, would spend a couple $1,000s each day to put about 50 Reddit golds on any post that he really liked. So, I was really, really interested in getting that, because he was giving people about 7 or 8 years of Reddit gold just from each post. So I tried to contact him a few times. I sent him a few DMs on Reddit, with memes, of course, because that's how I am. So he never responded, and In retrospect, of course, that's a very good thing. See, Chris's Reddit account got banned many times for karma whoring and several questionable practices, like trying to get people's personal information. So, he was most likely banned at the time. So, at some point during that, I also joined his Discord channel. I mean, Discord server. I loosely followed the events that was going on in the community, but still by no means a believer. I mostly thought it was interesting to see all of these people who seemed to legitimately believe this 57-year-old man preaching about doing DMT while waving around a crack pipe in the desert. And honestly, it was a fun experience trying to see who was really a troll and just trying to get that Reddit premium versus who is an actual believer in Chris. And at some point, I remember reading in the Discord channel. Well, wait, no, it was on his subreddit. Something that made the situation a whole lot more real to me. So, it was a post saying something like, I'm trying to get my girlfriend to open her heart to Cantomoism. And he was the original poster was talking about how the most efficient way to give his unwilling girlfriend DMT, so that way she could see what it was like and it would open her mind. And Chris, with his official Reddit account, was giving him tips on how to drug this person's girlfriend. And at that point, it was just like, wow. Because before that, I never seen Chris as anyone who was dangerous or had to be careful around. Because before then, all I had seen was the type of guy who was somebody's older dad who was still trying to be cool, who worked at a bank or something. So, that was a big warning flag for me. And from that point on, I kind of distanced myself a little bit from the community. In looking back, I'm certain I should have deleted my DMs to Chris, even though nothing came of it. So, at some point about 4 months ago, Chris got child endangerment charges and a few things that made it seem like he was a pedophile. And it was huge because it really caused a schism in his Reddit community as well as his Discord server. And Chris couldn't stick up for himself because he was in jail at this time. So all I had to assume was the worst. And anybody talking bad or legitimately talking about these allegations towards him were banned on both the subreddit as well as the Discord channel. So I didn't really feel comfortable like talking to another person in the community about it. And after that, I just kind of even more distanced myself from the community. So at some point within like the last 2 months, Chris got out of prison and started doxing bad cult members, including their actual names and their actual addresses. That's when I realized Chris isn't as harmless as he seemed. when you dox someone, you release their information online. And considering the sway he had, it seemed like he really wanted legitimate harm done to these people. Or at least that's what was implied to me. So, that's when I, in a sense, got the fuck out of Dodge. I unsubscribed from his YouTube channel. I left his Discord server. I unsubbed from his subreddit. But Google, the amazing giant that it is, knows that I'm still interested in some way. And about a month ago, I'd say, I got some interesting news. So, I have the date right here. It was November 24th, 2019. Christopher Cantlemo was found on a hiking trail, completely dead as a doornail. The cause of death was suicide. He had sharp injuries on his neck and forearms, meaning he slit his throat and slit his wrists, then died on one of his favorite trails to make videos on. Now, this was interesting information for me, because in a sense, I felt like I knew the guy, and I know he wasn't really a good person. Like, that's not even debatable. But that sounds like a terrible way to die. To sit in the Nevada heat while you bleed out through your neck and wrists. Most likely feeling guilty about the things that he had done. So, that was my big experience with Cantlemoism. So there were a lot of very well-known in the community beliefs that Chris Cantlemo told all of his followers. First of all, Chris Cantlemo has a still up website called cantlemoism.com. I might link it in the description of this podcast. I don't know yet. But under Discoveries of Chris Cantlemo, I'll read this down. There's 28 pieces of this. The number one discovery of Chris Cantlemo is there is a God. Number two, God emits a cosmic broadcast of electromagnetic waves. Number three, humans and all other living creatures with the nervous system can receive information from God's cosmic broadcast with their neural network enabled by DMT, N,N-dimethyltryptamine. Instinctual behavior in animals results from the behavioral instructions delivered to each organism via the cosmic broadcasts. Imagine that each species has its own decryption key, so it interprets the cosmic data set according to its own specific behavioral needs. Aliens are now present on Earth and hyperactive in an effort to save the Earth from an environmental disaster. The aliens have recognized Chris Cantlemo as the only human well-versed enough to speak to the hearts and minds of every type of human. Aliens have demanded Chris to deliver the aliens' message, stop polluting and warmongering and overpopulating, or we will unleash an unstoppable plague and lethal worldwide epidemic. And this is the one that everyone likes to cite. Number six, Einstein's energy equation needs to be updated to E equals 4/3 pi mc3. Number seven, the second law of thermodynamics is wrong. The universe is getting increasingly organized and energetic, and its end state is already determined as a super complex wonder world. Number 8. Free will in humans is an illusion, and the end state of every living thing follows suit. The consequences of this fact is anxiety and should evaporate since our individual actions are irrelevant to the final outcome at all times. People should do the most enjoyable thing at every waking moment. The nervous systems of all living creatures is both a computer and formally processing information processing system, and an antenna, which both broadcasts and receives electromagnetic waves. In exactly the same way as a PC or a Mac contains a CPU and a Wi-Fi circuit, DMT enables the Wi-Fi and increases the clock speed of the bio-CPU by quantum orders of magnitude above default mode of normal adult human brain function. There is a DMT cycle in mammals in which DMT and sex hormones are inversely proportioned. The higher the level of sex hormones, the lesser the quantity of DMT produced by the pineal gland in the brain. DMT production is stopped altogether in humans at puberty and reinstated in late adulthood. The mental health syndromes called schizophrenia and autism are one and the same and result from a relative overabundance of bioavailable DMT. From here on, these syndromes can be unified as autiphrenia. Autiphrenics are geniuses and were created by God to be the leaders of humanity, and lesser normal adults were too stupid to see this in modern times. In ancient times, autiphrenics were rulers. Shakespeare, Galileo, Da Vinci, and all historical geniuses, including Jesus himself, were autiphrenics. Moses was either autiphrenic or inhaled DMT released by a burning acacia bush and saw spirits and received God's message. Our modern industrialized work, particularly fluoridation of water supplies and being told not to stare at the sun, has resulted in calcification of our pineal glands and an interruption of the natural DMT cycle. Staring at the sun and drinking deionized pure water rejuvenates pineal function. So let me pause here. For those of you who were just spacing out, this cult leader suggests, well, forget about the water thing, that doesn't really matter all that much, but that you should stare at the sun. You know the thing that's very harmful to the eyes? And in practice, he would suggest looking at it through a telescope for 10 to 20 minutes every single day. Now, anyone who believes in science, and a lot of people who don't believe in science, know that that's bad for your eyes. But previously in this list of discoveries, he claimed to be Jesus himself. So let me continue. Adding DMT to an adult brain via orally active ayahuasca or by vaping DMT crystals allows people to see spirits which are always around us but otherwise invisible, including a multitude of guardian angels voluntarily assigned to each of us. A near-death experience occurs when the CO2 levels in the brain get so high that the pineal gland releases what it believes is the final dose of DMT into the brain, which is meant to enable our souls to be delivered back to God. That is why almost all near-death experience people report seeing angels and aliens. Nitrogen narcosis in scuba divers and anyone who breathes compressed air results from DMT being released in the CO2-enriched, oxygen-starved brain. The euphoria delivered by laughing gas, nitrogen oxide, at the dentist's or by doing whippets is created by the release of DMT in the brain. If you want to do DMT but do not have access to the chemical, just inhale nitrous oxide and you will get a sense of the DMT experience. So this is another questionable practice. People die from doing whippets. And for any of you out there who do not know what a whippet is, that's where you inhale from an aerosol can the like carbon in there. Typically you turn, you know, it could be a hairspray bottle, it could be some spray cheese maybe, upside down, then you suck the air out of it. First of all, you could die, but you will hallucinate. And yeah, people die from doing like one whippet. So to all the precious Gary Smith podcast listeners out there, don't do whippets. DMT has allowed Chris Cantlemo to unify the four fundamental forces in physics into one force, electromagnetism. The weak nuclear force, the strong nuclear force, and gravity are all manifestations over electromagnetism over distance. The only reason the notion of multiple forces originated is because gravity and its effects were clearly understood by everyone. When electricity was discovered later, it was assumed to be a separate force. A look at the force equations for EM and gravitation that shows they are identical. There is no such thing as gravity waves, and the LIGO detectors detect tectonic plate movements, not gravitation. Kip Thorne, Nobel Prize winner for his LIGO project, is an uber genius, but was led astray by the notion that gravity is a separate force. Number 21. Modern medicine and vaccines only make our immune systems weaker and are the source of all human suffering. God gave us all the immunity we need, and medical intervention should only be taken in life-threatening emergencies. Vaccines are the problem, not the solution. So that's another thing. For a lot of these cults, I can just respect their right to live and exist. But like, when you start spreading misinformation, that's what I don't like. Like, and generally, like, damaging lifestyles aren't that good, in my opinion. Like, it was one thing to tell people to stare at the sun, and if they want to stare at the sun, go ahead. But to claim that vaccines cause illness is absolutely, it's harmful to a bigger part of society that already wants that to be the case. So while it was smart for him to include that, after that point, I didn't support Cantlemoism growing at all. Number 22. A direct experience of God is vital and essential. All religions are formed after a charismatic human has God revealed through an experience with DMT. Religions fail by claiming exclusivity of the divine. Religion is the source of all evil, as certain as it is a force for enlightenment. Number 23. Money is the ultimate source of evil and results from greed. Money allows people the luxury of treating others poorly. When money is eliminated, peace will be restored to Earth. Now that's another thing I don't like. It sounds like, and if you know me, this is one of my worst fears. I'm going to whisper it because I don't want to say that in my house too loudly. Communism. Now I don't know about all you people, but I just got chills down my spine, and it was only me whispering that. Moving on. Darwin's natural selection occurs at the species group level, not the individual level. And this explains altruism. Heretofore, a mystery to evolutionary biologists and psychiatrists. Number 25, Freud and Jung were well-meaning but wrong. The subconscious does not exist. Dreams foreshadow future events, and when that future event happens, we feel a deja vu. So let me take in what he just said. Your inner self does not exist. All the thoughts you have are just predictions of the future, this man claims. Number 26. When matter is created by condensing light waves into particles, matter stays with us into the present, and antimatter recedes into the past. Matter and antimatter are reunited at the end of the universe. Number 27. If Chris Cantlemo isn't the second coming, is anyone capable of so being? And the last one is a bit silly in my opinion. He ended it with a fun note. Number 28. Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead rule. Play Dark Star. And that has several exclamation points afterward. I count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And a note at the bottom. Children, do not try this at home. You are still children, still under the influence of God, and you need not overdo things, as is the wont of children, I know. Note, those adults currently in touch with God, this does not apply to you either. You are correct in saying that being in touch with God does not require drugs in parentheses. I mean, quotations, not parentheses. DMT is not a drug, as it is made naturally by humans inside humans. Then the following applies only to humans who refuse the existence of God. So what that's saying is, first of all, none of that matters as long as you believe in God. Second of all, the illegal substance DMT is no drug because it's made in the human body. I don't think that's how that works. Like, if I injected dopamine, then I'm still doing dopamine. That's still a drug. So overall, very silly. What I notice is a lot of, and this is no slander towards any side, but I notice that a lot of these cults typically get in with more leftist views, which more attracts younger people. So that's another reason I'm not a fan of Cantlemoism. The same way that Charles Manson often preached Leninism when his followers were tripping on acid. Like, in my opinion, that's a very good idea, but not morally right. Which I think can sum up Cantlemoism as a whole. Thank you. So, my theory on Chris Cantlemo. I don't believe that he was half as crazy as he seemed to be on the outside. My personal theory is that this whole cult business was just to cover up for a huge DMT production, like a huge manufacturer of DMT, because on his YouTube channel, there are several videos just dedicated to the production of DMT and the consummation of DMT. So he absolutely had the means, like he absolutely had the know-how. Considering how rich he was, even several years after last being employed, proved by his Reddit gilding sprees that he would go on daily, he absolutely had the money to partake in this. several YouTube videos were just of him making DMT slowly but surely. So he absolutely had the ability to, because at several points he was in the middle of making DMT. And back to his degrees, he had a biochemistry degree and a biophysics degree from Yale. So he absolutely, in my opinion, had the know-how. And considering that he was the president of a large company for 14 years, then, in my opinion, it seems like he has the business skills to run a huge DMT manufacturing plant. Now, it's my personal theory that his suicide was caused by his actions finally catching up to him. See, look back at my wording. I said he wasn't half as crazy as he seemed to be on the outside. I still believe that he was crazy to some degree. I think it's a tragic story of a once very, very smart person started doing too much DMT, then fried his brain to a certain extent, in a way kind of corrupting it in a sense. And I think it's absolutely plausible that after doing all of the DMT that he did, that's the trigger for all these insane actions, like just paying for someone's college randomly, just one of his followers, massive Reddit guilting sprees, just smoking DMT on the side of the road almost daily.